Members of Parliament were not bribed to support the 2024 finance bill as alleged, Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua has said. Speaking at Kaharati Primary School in Marigua constituency, Maranga County during the Marigua Endowment Fund Harambe, Rigathi said that no money exchanged hands. Defending the legislators, he said as the deputy party leader of UDA, they didn't give money as there were no such thing. He asked people to stop maligning the names of the MP as there was no money dished to influence the voting. Rigathi at the same time asked Kenyans to please stop insulting and threatening the elected leaders who voted yes for the bill and allow the MPs to finish their term. Last week Sunday, Jija MP George Koimburi claimed that legislators were offered cash $0.2 million in exchange for voting yes on the finance bill, which advanced to the second reading on Thursday. Koimburi, one of 114 members of parliament who voted against the bill, claimed that MPs were offered money to pass the legislation, which has sparked widespread condemnation amidst a rising cost of living. Speaking at the AIPCA Indarurumo Church in Jija constituency, Koimburi stated that he refused the bribe and voted against the bill, expressing his firm opposition to the proposed legislation. Leaders who had accompanied the deputy president, including the host MP Mary Wamawa, Naivasha MP Jane Kahara and Kiambu Senator Karungu Thangwa, said it was just propaganda as no money exchanged hand. The bill received strong opposition from various quarters, had proposed a number of tax increases and economic measures that critics claim will burden ordinary citizens. President William Ruto withdrew the finance bill after deadly protests which saw Parliament set ablaze on Tuesday and left at least 22 people dead. In an address to the nation, he said it was clear that Kenyans want nothing to do with the bill, saying that he had conceded, and he would not sign the bill into law. At the same time, the deputy president asked leaders to support President William Ruto, but shouldn't dare come and lecture them on how to run the government. He remarked that some people are working round the clock to chase them out of government, said that they can't replace them. On his part, Embakasi Central MP Mejidong claimed that allies of Deputy President William Ruto are ready to deal with any impeachment motion against him, telling them to bring it on. The MP said they will not be cowed by impeachment threats by MPs whom he said are trying to undermine the DP. He said the DP is not being tribal for calling for the unity of the region, taking a swipe at some cabinet secretaries who he accused of insulting and disrespecting the DP every day instead of working for Kenyans. Donk added that the seat of the DP is not vacant, saying it is occupied at the moment. On her part, Marigua MP Mary Wamawa asked the president to protect his deputy from constant attacks and disrespect from politicians allied to the president. She asked the president to crack the whip, saying the Kenya Kwanza government must take one direction as a team, saying Rigathi was the principal assistant to the president. She asked Rigathi not to get distracted by the noise, saying the people of the mountain are solidly behind him. Rigathi promised Kenyans that they have heard them and the government was working round the clock to ensure the country stabilizes, adding that the economy will be in a good trajectory.